have followed through.
Yeah.
I have spoken to Senator Mansfield.
Good.
Who is very pleased.
Yeah, he called me.
He said to me right at the outset, whose idea is this? And I said, it is the president. Thank you very much. He's coming up on Friday. He's leaving today for Florida. And Friday is the earliest date he can come up.
That's good. Good.
Now I have told Cisco about it, and it's fine with him. And he's reporting it to Russ.
That's good.
Now I propose them to make the following statement, which I've also given to them in Washington. I'd like to read it to you.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the line's a little faint.
Go ahead.
With the approval of the president and the Secretary of State, I have invited Senator Mansfield to join me in New York to discuss his constructive proposal for effective United Nations consideration of the Vietnam conflict. The administration agrees with the essential concept of Senator Mansfield that the United Nations should be afforded the opportunity to move this conflict from the battlefield to the conference table, looking towards an honorable settlement. We have made various efforts in this direction. Senator Mansfield has kindly agreed to join me on Friday, November 18th, and I am looking forward to my consultation with this great leader of the Senate, whose advice and counsel I've asked.
I'd be careful not to do that until two things happen. One, till the day before, so that you don't spend the rest of the time having to have press conferences and answer it. They'll be right out here on me in a minute and say, what in the hell's come up? The second thing is, in the light of what he says about having Viet Cong in, I think that if we say that he's made a constructive proposal, that it will assume that we embrace that part of it, which I would doubt that we are ready to say now. I'm willing for the Security Council to pursue it, and I want him to pursue it with the Security Council. But I'm fearful that if we said that it was constructive, we would be they would be saying that we embraced it. Then they'd say we went further than Rusk had ever gone or I'd ever gone. And that we are extending to China and to Hanoi and to Viet Cong and everybody else he can think of the right to come in there. Now, what I think this purpose ought to serve is to let him see that he has no real solution to it more than you do, and if he has, then we'd like to get it. But I'm afraid of the public stance of it, that we'll start a big war right in the Congress among us on saying that, well, Mansfield's proposal was that you bring the National Liberation Party into the United Nations. I don't think any of them would do it, but I think we'd have to be debating all this week when I'm in the hospital before he gets there, and I'd just say nothing about his coming until Friday, and then I'd say to him that rather informally that he came up to at your request to talk to some of the Security Council members with you. Just let him sit in there, because if we blow it, puff it, I'm afraid they'll be right out here at the ranch. I've got 100 of them down here with nothing to do. And saying, well, now, how do you feel about the National Liberation Party? How do you feel about Hanoi? As a matter of fact, since I talked to you, he's got in a request. Mansfield called me and wants to take off for Moscow, Beijing, Hanoi, and Outer Mongolia.
Well, now, in this statement, I have that in mind. And in this statement, we have this sentence here.
I don't see any reason for a statement.
It's an essential concept.
Yeah, I understand that. But why a statement?
Pardon?
We don't get paid by the word, and why a statement? We don't need a statement.
I need a statement because I thought you wanted me to make an announcement.
No. I just want you to get him up there.
Okay, I can just say that when it comes up, there'll be
I wouldn't say anything till he comes. When he comes, I'd say, when they ask you and had to, I'd say, fellas, I ask him to come up here to meet with me, to hear him get his views and give him a chance. chance to see the United Nations and work with Church and other members of the Senate Keys here, and also visit with members of the Security Council about his view.
Yeah.
And then I think they'll tell him that everything that Goldberg's thought of, Mansfield hadn't got anything over and above what you've done. Then the second thing is, I think he's got a good idea on this. When you get through there and you go to South Vietnam, it might be a good chance to try to get you in Cambodia.
Yeah.
But he wants to take off these other people, and I'm afraid we never have recovered really from that trip he made last year.
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah, but may I make a suggestion?
Yes. Follow me?
Yeah, but may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
See, I think there's nothing wrong when we say that he's constructive. You see, we don't endorse everything.
I just don't want to have to answer it, Arthur. I've got more than I can do, my friend, and we're not paid by the word, so it don't give us any good out of it.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to have to answer 100 people this afternoon, which I know will come. And I want to be able to get fellas to talk to you and talk to them up there without mimeographing a lot of stuff that'll cause me problems.
Would it not help, Mr. President, when you're going to get, because you're bound to get inquiries, would it not help just to say simply that...
I'm not going to get them until he gets up there, so let's talk about it next Friday. That's a week from now.
Yeah.
And I will probably be in the hospital then and won't be giving out interviews. But right now, I've got 100 people here.
Right.
And I wish I hadn't called. If I'd known he couldn't go till Friday, I'd have called Friday, because I just don't want to have to get pounded on it for a week. And I am a little bit worried, and I think Rusk will be, about saying that we think that this is a good idea to bring the Viet Cong into the United Nations. I don't think they're about to come, or Hanoi either. I think so, right quick, but I think that would imply that it's a position we're taking, and we've never quite gone that far. We've said they'd have no trouble, there's no insurmountable problem, but we haven't said we're going to recognize them, and I think that just knocks hell out of key right at this minute.
Well, if I may say this, in the time that we considered the matter in the Gulf of Tonkin, we supported bringing Hanoi to the UN to state its case.
Yes, I think that's right, and they said they wouldn't, but we didn't support the National Liberation Party.
Yeah.
And that's the point that gives Key the problem, you see.
But I would, my own view would be, I'd let them knock it down, not us.
That's right, but we kind of sign on when we sign on to his proposal for the Viet Cong.
Yeah. But, no, I wouldn't sign on. I would sign on to not his specific proposal. I would sign on to the general concept that we agree with him the UN ought to be more effective than we've been trying to do this.
Well, that's what you've already done.
That's right.
You did that this morning, and that appealed to me.
Right.
But I don't want to go beyond that now, because I don't want to get the impression that Johnson is moving further, because they'll have a collapse in the government in 2 hours, and then they'll say, "My God, I caused the key to collapse."
Well, we don't want to do that.
No. What I'd do is just leave it like you've already said it. When he gets up there, just refer him to your statement. Say, "I said that we want to do it, and I've asked him to come up and give us any suggestions he's got, period."
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, Dossett is coming up.
That's good.
And he knows that you thought he ought to do it.
That's good. And I don't know how to get away from the Moscow-Peking thing, but you think about that for me.
Right, okay.
Maybe you can get him to go with you to South Vietnam.
No, that's great. How about that?
And Cambodia.
How about that? How about a suggestion? I was thinking as you were talking. How about a suggestion that you've asked me to go, you see, to Southeast Asia, and he'd be helpful in, you know, the Cambodia end of it. And how about saying that you'd be delighted if he joined me?
Well, that's what we'll think about. We'll talk to you about it before he gets up there Friday.
Right.